Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery, 850 the time on 104.5 The Zone. We are joined by the Nashville Predators President and CEO, Sean Henry. Sean, what's going on this morning?
Oh, not a lot. What about you guys?
Not a lot. I got to say, first of all, as far as our argument yesterday, I am 100% with you on the peanut M&Ms versus all other M&Ms.
Oh, man, that Skittle stuff is Satan's berries or something.
Well, no, I'm not going that far.
I mean, it turns your mucus rainbow color. There's nothing good about that. Put it down. And the bag is red. Nothing good comes in red.
Whoa. Okay, we're going to table this part of this discussion for another visit. New 30-year deal with you guys and Bridgestone Arena in the city. How long does it take to put something like that together?
You know, it takes a long time of building a good relationship, proving who you are and what you are and how you operate, understanding what the mayor's vision is. And when I say mayor, going back to Mayor Bredesen, you're right on through. And it's just a lot of daily interaction, a lot of really good meetings, a lot of stepping back from time to time, getting, you know, doing what other people need sometimes, and sometimes forcibly stepping forward too and enforcing what you need. But out of that comes kind of a shared vision. And when you look at the evolution of our deals, and it's pretty unique. In 22 years, I think we've had this is our fourth deal, and that's a good thing. It's really important for us to always talk, work together, understand what the other, you know, partner needs. And it really is a partnership, it's a public-private partnership that we are the envy of the country of, because it's the best one that's out there. You know, in 07, team was saved by Mayor Dean and our owners, who are all day one season ticket holders, of course, by our fans and some great partners. And out of that, it was given a little runway to say, okay, let's make this a busier building. Let's grow that economic impact. And between 07 and 012, yeah, generated $450 million economic impact, made the building one of the busier buildings in the country, moved forward again in 2012, took another step in incentives, took a step back from some guaranteed dollars that were coming forward. But most importantly, we created a capital improvement fund. And then what that allowed us to do is you look at our economic impact today, it's flirting with $600 million a year annually. We're one of the busiest buildings in the world now, not just in the country. And it throws off a lot. And I love the fact that we're going to be able to call 501 Broadway home and Bridgestone Arena for the next 30 years. Because when you talk about iconic organizations and sports teams, they normally blend into, they played in the same building for 50, 60, 70, 100 years. Red Sox, Yankees, Cubs, Packers, Bears, those are good memories. And that's, you want someone someday to say, is this where you and grandma met when they're walking into the game hand in hand with their grandfather? That is what's special. We created the entertainment district around our building from our activity. Now we get to thrive within it for many, many years to come.
Sean Henry is our guest from the Nashville Predators.
Well, Sean, I guess, is this deal, I guess, ahead of schedule or par for the course for the times in hockey?
Well, no, when you look at most sports teams, you know, when you turn that 20-year anniversary, if you will, in the building, and our lease is it would have been up in 9 years of 2028, normally what happens is most sports teams will go to the city or county or state or combination thereof and say, all right, what are you going to do? Where's our new building? Where's the billion-dollar check? Where's it going to be? We can't play in this building anymore because it's fill in the blank. Dilapidated, no one cared for it, no one invested in it, it's antiquated. Where with us, the conversation was different. You know, you look at Bridgestone Arena, people think it's only a handful of years old. That's really credit to the partnership we've had with the city, and I think to our owners for investing so much money in it privately as well. And I get mad when I hear people talking about replacing venues after 15, 20, 25, 30 years, because there's no reason for it. Absolutely none at all. I mean, the city makes a pretty big investment normally with some type of partnership, and I think it's all of our responsibilities to really return on that investment over a long period of time. But there are too many examples of NFL stadiums, Major League Baseball stadiums, NHL, NBA arenas that only live for 20, 30, 40 years because no one struck the right deal and the right partnership to move it forward year in and year out. And there's no reason that we're not the most modern building in the country for the next 30 years, just like Madison Square Garden. I think it's 52 years old, but it's one of the most modern buildings in the country because they follow a similar model.
Will we see any new, services or improvements to the building, as well as services? First lazy guys like myself like services and seats.
Well, that's the plan. What's really nice is to now really be able to look far, far down the road what we want to do. And, you know, on average, we put about $10 million in the building the past few years. I think moving forward, that'll accelerate a little bit. But you'll have spikes and valleys. You know, maybe every 3 years you do major renovations. And then consistently every year you do that, you know, $2, $3, $4, $5 million. We've been pretty public about some of the early things that we're going to try to do or want to do. And of course, we work with the Sports Authority to bring these about. We're going to continue that AV renovation ideally right through this summer and next summer and beyond, where we're lighting the building up a little bit differently, maybe different type of a scoreboard feature. And then I know you guys know this, being great members of the media, we don't have a press box, which is just bizarre. So the idea would be to build a press box maybe next summer or the year after. What that would actually do, though, is unencumber the seats where the press box is now, and we'd be able to add a few more seats in a unique way and probably add about 1,200 seats to our building, which is needed for all the great events that we do, you know, from the CMAs to the SEC to obviously our hockey games, and, you know, so many shows.
What do you think, you know, you guys are now kind of becoming an example for other franchises in what they want to do, but there's always an example previous to you as well. Who is it that you're looking at out there? And maybe you kind of modeled yourself after, maybe it wasn't even hockey. Maybe it was like Golden State or somebody like that. It seems like atmospheres are, I don't know, we're starting to see changes in atmospheres in terms of inside of buildings with fan experiences and things like that. So who is it that you're looking at? And you've looked at some of the things that they've done and you've brought it your way and kind of changed it, made it your style. I mean, we've sat down with you, what, twice over the last year and heard your plans in some detail, not all of them, and we're consistently impressed with everything that you're trying to do and how forward thinking you guys are. But who else do you look at and say, okay, that's another example of exactly the kind of team, the kind of franchise we want to be as an organization?
Yeah, well, for us, it's building that culture of not being afraid to fail. We want our 250 employees, our 1,000 part-time employees, come in every day with ideas and be part of the growth of that idea and not be ashamed when it fails miserably. And you should do that often. I'm fortunate. You know, I cut my teeth in an organization called Palace Sports and Entertainment. Used to own the Pistons, built probably the best arena that was ever built in 1988 in Palace Farmer Hills. We owned a couple of amphitheaters, and we bought the Lightning a few years later. And their vision was very, very simple. We used to call it driveway to driveway. The moment you got in your car to leave your house to come to a game, to the moment you returned to your house after the game, we wanted to control the experience you had. Can't control what happens on the court or the ice or the field or the stage. We can control the environment people are in. So invest the dollars to greet people well, get them in the building as fast as you can, have some fun, unique offerings while they're there. And, you know, when they sit down in their seats, make sure they never sit down again. They get up and stand and cheer and really enjoy the best of entertainment. And when you do that, you got to be pretty thick skinned because you're gonna have a lot of failures and a lot of things. You got to say, oh, let's retool that or kill it or evolve it. But that's the fun part about what we do. So I always go back to those Pistons days, you know, when they were a great team. I think they were in 6 or 8 straight conference finals, back-to-back championships. A lot of people say, well, they don't have to do those extra things because they're such a great team. Playing a brand-new building, it was just the opposite. When a winning team makes a good plan great. But even when the team's not doing really well, you can still have the best environment in all sports. And that's kind of where I learned it. And a lot of teams have evolved that way. I'm pretty proud that now we have teams visit us from every league, collegiate, every special sports team, for the most part, has been in our building to figure out how we engage with our fans so well. And that's fun, but I always tell them the same thing. It has nothing to do with us. Our fans demand it. We just listen.
Sean, congrats on the new deal. We appreciate your time this morning.
Now, thank you guys so much. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow for Fun Fan Day in Nashville.
Cool. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you, guys.
All right. That's Sean Henry, the president and CEO of the Nashville Predators. The Smashville celebration is tomorrow at Bridgestone starting at noon. So head out there and check it out. Have a good time with the Preds.